Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, April 11th, calling you from a pretty beautiful, I think, going to be Pacific Northwest, Portland area here. We're definitely in the spring here now. We're still getting rain mixed in, but I can handle that. But we've got some sun, and so it's starting to definitely feel like spring around here, so I'm excited about it. Before I say hello to Cindy, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're almost always going to have an event coming up or someplace to find some great information, so you want to be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials, anything like that. We'd really love to hear from you. As you know, that's a big part of our show is hearing from all of you. Likely, if you have a question, somebody else does too, and this is how we all can learn and get better. Just as a reminder, we do need to keep it to horse unit with horses and really stay away from anything medical. Okay, with all that said, I'm going to say good morning to my co-host. We've got Cindy with me this morning, of course. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning to everybody else. It's we've got a pretty nice spring day here and a good day to be outside, and horses are happy, and now that they have fly masks on again. So anyway, there's always something, right? So anyway, happy to be here today, and hopefully we have some people who want to share some stories with us.
I would love that. All right, and we've got Tiff with us today. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today? It's beautiful here in Western Colorado, and it's good to be on today. So I've just been unavailable, but I'm back, so yes, it's good to be here.
I was going to say you're home, too.
Yeah, so nice. So nice to be home, yes, for sure.
Yeah, you've been a moving target, so, and a fashion icon, I might add. So, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Western way of life, it's pretty fun.
Absolutely. So did you have you had any kind of, or have you been home enough to have any kind of experiences or things going on with your horses that, you know, that Beamer's helped with, or anything, any stories to share?
I don't have any super recent, but I do have some that I will be having soon. Again, I am at a facility that's near me, and we're going into breeding season, right, and foaling season,
right,
and all of that. So I'm going to be working directly with this facility and utilizing the Beamer, so I will have some more upcoming testimonials, which is going to be great. I know that's going to be a good place to utilize the Beamer and just see all of the things that I have experienced with it, and then, you know, give them the opportunity to utilize it since I'm going to be here more. And so I'm excited about that. So good things to look forward to for sure. And to show, they have broodmares here that are about to foal. They had one that foaled already. And then colts that we're starting, and then they have a stud, and they're going to be doing some breeding, and so they do pretty much everything, competition and you know, all horses at all levels. So it's a smaller facility, but it's big enough, you know, to be able to utilize the Beamer and share some testimonials soon. So upcoming excitement.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And you get to see babies, too.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, we have a friend who's gonna, whose mare's going to foal pretty soon. And so I'm very very anxious to see that. So that sounds like you will be super busy.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Okay. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for them to see all of this. It's pretty old school kind of cowboy, so I'm excited to show some different alternatives and some modalities that, of course, the Beamer can offer to just make life easier.
Well, yeah.
I know he's all about that.
I was just going to say, like, you know, a lot of times with these bigger facilities, you don't get all of the stages. You don't get the studs and the brood mares and the foals and the one, you know, the you know, two-year-olds or yearlings in training. So maybe because it's smaller, you not only get to see it all, but then you can actually, like, you know, implement Beamer in all those different stages and see how it can help, you know, all the different areas, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's really nice. I'm excited about it for sure to be able to, and I off-label use, but, you know, used it on myself a little bit the other day because it got thrown. So, but I know we're not supposed to, I guess, share some of that stuff, but, you know, the human unit is helpful for things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yep, absolutely.
Are you okay?
And you use what you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine. It was my own fault. Just a silly little thing, you know. But, yeah, no, it was just minor. But I don't bounce as well as I used to. I'm still not.
I was just
going
to say it hurts more to.
But.
it, as we age, though, it hurts more and more when we fall.
No, that's because the ground is getting harder. The ground.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was thinking it was something about gravity, you know, just getting stronger, but whatever we need.
Oh,
to
that'll
out,
work
right?
too. Yeah, exactly. Well, so
I mean,
a couple things to talk about.
Go ahead, Cindy. Well, I was just going to kind of go off what Tiff was saying, and just this is the time of year when all that is happening for everybody, right? There is going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of breeding. There is going to be a lot of foals being born. I mean, I think we had 4 emergencies in the office yesterday, you know, goat dystocias and horse colics and, you know, all the things that are happening in the spring with stress and new things and babies being born and all kinds of stuff. So it's a time of year where there's a lot happening in the animal world, and so it's and it's the start of things like, you know, really things are ramping up for people showing and traveling and, you know, getting into those circuits, and so we have, on top of all the other things for the stress for these horses, now they're doing more traveling and all these kind of things. So Beamer can just be so helpful in every single one of these things that we've talked about. So this is just a good time of year to check back in with all of your people and remind them for all the different things that are happening this time of year, how Beamer can be useful.
Yeah, I think there's still people that are out there that think either, you know, you only need Beamer when you're at a competition or you only need Beamer if your horse is sick.
Yeah.
And something that for those people that do listen to us that are, you know, haven't been around horses as much, I think it's kind of counterintuitive to say stress. You know, what is this? I can understand how people have stress, but, you know, why do horses have stress? And we have to, and that's something, it's just, it's an awareness that these are animals who have fine-tuned the ability to respond quickly to their environment, and that's how they've survived. And so any time these little changes in the environment that change can be stressful because the horses like a routine. And, you know, so in fact, if you have, you know, we're going into different seasons, different temperatures now, so the feed is going to be different. Maybe you can't get it from the same supplier or something, and it's going to have a different protein and sugar content. that can be stressful for horses. So we have to be careful when there's a lot of spring grass that's like sugar candy, and you can't just all of a sudden take a horse out of being in a barn on, feed that isn't fresh and turn them out, have them be out there all day. That's a real recipe for disaster. And, you know, horses get stressed out if you switch where their stall is, or you put a new horse next to them, or you change the time of day that you feed them. Any kind of little switches to that routine can trigger a stress response for horses. So that's why it's super important to be able to have a tool that you can help balance that nervous system, because if they're stressed, remember, that's their fight or flight mode. The first instinct is, can I run fast and get away from it? Or do I have to fight? And that horse is not going to be particularly receptive to anything that you want them to do as the owner or rider or caretaker or whatever if they're in that mode. So when we talk about Beamer and stress with horses, it's becoming more aware of all the kinds of circumstances that represent little changes that we would think, that's nothing. Well, we're not a horse. So I don't know if you guys have comments to add on to that, but I think that's a really important concept for people to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Tiff does too, but when you're talking about routine and change, for them, change potentially means danger. So they immediately will go into that, even temporarily, that fight or flight. And that may affect things like digestion. They may not eat right. They may not eat at all. They might not drink, for a day or two.
And that
includes things like little things like Cindy was saying, and then bigger things like, traveling all day in a horse trailer and then going to a new place and then going to a show ring and then, everything being changed. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the huge things. It can be big things or little things can trigger that response, and they are in that, and that for different horses can last longer or shorter and have different effects on everything from behavior to, like I said, digestion and then that can cause even more further problems. So it can be a kind of a chain reaction for them if they don't handle that well.
Yeah, and that's, one of the things that kind of segues, since we're talking about travel again, is one of the things that I had seen some people asking, gee, I remember reading something somewhere, and it came off of one of the Facebook pages, which would be the Beamer Horse Set North America. That's the public one. And it says, they have these little did you knows that are posts that are really a cool tool to be able to go back and use if you look historically. This one was from a while ago, but it said, did you know that traveling in a horse trailer is equivalent to walking for your horse? And the comment is in there, your horse has to shift their weight to adjust with the movement of the trailer and to steady their balance. And I'll tell you, if you've never driven a horse trailer, when my daughter was learning to drive, the fellow that was helping us, the first thing he did was made her get back in the trailer, and he drove. And he drove like a lot of people out there, unfortunately, drive with horse trailers, but it was bumps and turns, and she's flying around in there. And it gave a great appreciation for saying, okay, this is what your horse has to deal with. It's not just, I'm moving along and driving normally. So there's a lot
of... And they don't even
have
hands to, grab onto something.
Right. And sometimes they're tied up, tight enough. So that they can move the rear end, but not much on the front. So this, again, just to go on with this little clip that was in there, it said, you can compare a four-hour trailer ride to taking your horse on a four-hour walk. That's just something to think about, as a lot of people have to travel to compete. a 4-hour ride is not that unusual. And I know, Tiff, you could be a road warrior sometimes for, long distances. And so thinking about, this is an opportunity to use Beamer on your horse before they get in so they're relaxed. And then, and if you're on a long haul and you're in an overnight someplace, definitely to be able to use it then. And then again when you arrive. And that's just going to help your horse normalize.
And that's not even talking about the stress of it. I mean, that's talking about the physicality of it, but it's not talking about the new smells and the new sounds and the new water and the other new horses and the big trucks that are flying by them on the freeway and,
So we accommodate our own environment and we kind of get desensitized to it, but to a horse, everything's new. And then particularly with their vision too, if you go look at it from one side, that's one thing, and then you turn the horse around, they're going the other way, it's new all over again. So they're like, they get twice as much stimulation, if you will, for something that's unusual. Before I keep talking about this, I don't know, Tiff, do you have any comments about trailering?
It's definitely beneficial for sure because of the stress that goes into it. I feel like anytime you can take away that, it really helps out because, we incorporate tons of that. So why not give the option if you're able to preventative, it's all preventative. So it's really just super helpful to be able to utilize the modality because, that's why we're here, to make life easier for them, to make life easier for ourselves, too. So why not utilize the Beamer?
I know you've talked about it before, but I was wondering how, in general, for those longer trips for you, how do you use it? Do you use it before and after, or do you use it during, or?
So I don't do during. I do the other two if possible. For sure before, definitely before. If you're able to do it when you arrive, great. If it's been a long, it's usually for me, it's a pretty long day. So when I get them where they're at, I just try to get in a comfortable environment, off the trailer, water, food, all the things that they need. I typically won't do in between. In my opinion, I feel like once you get them on the trailer, the best thing to do is just keep going until you get to your destination and then get them off. I'm not into the getting them off in a unusual environment. It's just, in my opinion, it's just safer to get them to where they're supposed to go and then unload them and then do all the things so that everyone feels safe. And so definitely before.
Yeah, nobody wants to be taking their horse off the trailer on the side of the road. But that little clip that I just was reading about comes off of, if you go to the Facebook public page, which is called Beamer Horse Set North America, and you look under the posts that are, you look under the photos, not the tagged photos, but the photos that are the Beamer photos. And you can see there's a bunch of, these are things that are, like if you're sending an email to or a text or something to just kind of keep in touch with somebody, I think it's a generalization, but people who are horse people love to see pictures of horses. it's part of our blood. And if you just send, you can use, whether it's a screenshot or take a picture with your phone or something, but a lot of these clips that are in there are easy. It's just, you can say like, let's see, when it says, people would ask you something like, well, what does Beamer do? So here's one that says, Optimal circulation is the horsepower for better health. Beamer improves circulation in the smallest blood vessels. Good morning. And effectively supports your horse's entire body. Period. Easy. You know? Another one here has the Beamer benefits. Another one says, how does it work? What does PEMF do? Did you know? And those are just, you know, they're little like one or two sentences and there's a picture or so. And that's something that you can kind of just, you know, it's not pushy or salesy. It's just something that you can send to somebody to, you know, remind them of what Beamer does. And you can be saying, you know, are you going to this place, you know, or where, what's your show schedule? Can I meet up with you anywhere? So use, you know, that's one of the resources in that you have in Facebook is the history of these little clips, you know, that are easy and, you know, sometimes they're fun pictures and stuff like that so that you can have something that is still professionally looks good and also, you know, just be short and sweet and easy on, you could do it for an Instagram post or you could do it for a text. Another tool that you have is, because I don't think we're going to be having we had a couple of years of newsletters. I don't see that we're having those much anymore. But if you go, and I think this is an underutilized site. Once we're an IBD, we tend not to look at it. But remember we have that life.beamergroup.com website. And when you get into that website, you know, you have a choice between, well, what are the choices? Science, products, sports, community, equine, and media. And if you go under equine, you've got horse set features, the equine therapy, equine athletes, the blogs, which historically the blogs are very well done and are a great thing to be able to share with your prospects and customers as well. You know, people appreciate something that's educational, if you will. And so, and then the FAQ, you can find them under there. And then right next to equine is media, which also has blogs and it mixes in with human and horse, but like I was looking at one now that it's from July of last year, but it's called Beamer for Recovery, Equine Treatment for Injuries and Summer Training. Find out how Beamer can help your horse bounce back faster from injuries and hot summer training days. And so, you know, it's got some educational things in there and some things that are really common sense, one would hope. but it's something to be able to provide your customers or prospects with some information, and it looks professional. You don't have to create it, and it's a way to say, yeah, you know, I looked at this and I was thinking about you, and knowing that you are, you know, a competitor or you're, you know, something where, you know, somebody lives in a really warm climate, et cetera, that this would be a good one to be able to share. And so there also was a one in there about long haul and travels and trailer stress. And so you have a great repertoire, even though it doesn't have to be, a lot of it isn't recent. Probably the most recent one is introducing the horse neck applicator. And again, you know, I like these kind of better than a flyer, because a flyer just implies that you're trying to sell somebody something. And whereas I want my customers who had the horse set to be aware that the neck applicator is out there, so I want to tell them why it's great. I'm not going to, you know, give them all the information about the price and everything. So if, again, go into that life.beamergroup.com under equine and media and take a look. And they're listed in chronological order, what you can of, you know, take advantage of information. And maybe you don't send the whole thing. Maybe you just copy a couple of the paragraphs or one of them. But it is going to, You know, here's another one, 5 reasons why horses and riders love Beamer. Pain relief in horses, 3 proven methods to manage chronic pain. So, you know, take a look and take, you know, they aren't always, they don't always come to light easily, and not, it's not so easily found in the back office. So look at that website for tools there. Anybody,
I was just going to say, thanks for bringing that up, because that's something that I include on a lot of things I send people. Like, just, you can go to the site and find some, excuse me, some good information. But it's been a long time since I have looked through it. And, you know, just as you're talking, I'm looking through it, and there really is a lot of great stuff, even if it isn't brand new. There's still a lot of really great things that, especially maybe a new person to, you know, if you just have a new customer, that might not have any of the basics about it, that you can really send people. So, and stuff that just every year comes, like you were saying, preparing for the long haul with Beamer and things like that. Every year that's going to become an issue for some people. So it's just a good reminder, if they haven't been using it a certain way, that they could add this into the way they use it. So, thank you for reminding me about that, as well as everybody else. I forget about some of the tools that we have sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good refresher for you as well, something you might not have thought about.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing that I wanted to kind of talk about was, because this came up within the last couple of weeks, but it was to say, when you look at the leg cuffs, they're designed and typically shown by Beamer in advertising on the front legs. And when you look inside, you know, they're designed, you know, there's one left and one right. However, we know, because we like to make Beamer be useful in many other ways, that the design also enables them to be able to be used on the rear legs, the hind legs. Now, when you go to do that, you don't put them on the same way you would on the front legs. The physiological changes are a little, you know, there's different angles and things on the rear legs. So what you do, or what, and you'll notice this in pictures, that you'll see that you will switch left and right on the reverse. So what's on the left front is going to be on the right rear, and vice versa. And you're going to flip them upside down, because there's a bend that goes, like where the fetlock is, that fits very nicely around the hock and helps hold it up. And you're going to, the reason that you're flipping, you know, left, switching left and right, is because you want to have the battery control unit always facing out. Particularly, you know, horses move their legs. If you have those batteries on the inside, like if you just said, okay, I've got the 2 cuffs on my horse's front legs, I'm going to just move them exactly as they are and try and make them stay on the rear legs. What you don't want to have, or when you turn them upside down, you don't want the batteries on the inside, because the horse can very easily move around and can clip that battery. It can even take it, if it does it hard enough, and it wouldn't take much to be able to really damage the battery or take it off, you know, so it comes out of the unit or gets even stepped on. So the idea is that the battery is always facing out, and that also makes it easier for you to see what you know, programs you're choosing, or what the battery status is, etc. But so again, when they're on the front legs, and then you want to go to the back, you're going to flip them upside down, and then you're going to switch left and right so that the battery is always facing out. And that's something that I think people don't always catch on to. there's, you know, you see the pictures that we've posted of how of alternate cup usage, but I'm not sure that people have, you know, looked really closely. So I just wanted to point that out so that people were aware. I don't know. Does anybody have any comments about that?
Yeah, I don't see that anyone does. But, yeah, I mean, that's something that you might have seen in pictures and just kind of maybe even you didn't even notice that they were upside down or on the opposite foot, but you just saw that you could put it on the back. But I feel like it's something that maybe people have mentioned before or said, oh, yeah, notice that it's upside down, but nobody really has. You know, it's not something we talk about very regularly, that we talk about how to do it the best way in the back and how it fits best, which is upside down. And then obviously the fit is best upside down, but then flipping it to the opposite side is what keeps that battery safe. Because, yeah, I mean, one quick sidestep if they get scared by something could easily be a hoof, you know, into that inside leg and damage your unit for sure. That would not take much. You're right. So, yeah, so I like
I
that
mean, particularly
kind of,
the
I mean,
strength, you know.
Yeah.
And particularly if they got shoes on, too, you know.
Yeah.
And if this is, you know, we've talked about saying, you know, when you first do this for the first time on the rear legs, I really recommend that you just do one. And you don't even fasten the Velcro at first. You just hold it there because it's a new sensation. And the first response for a horse is to move away from something that they haven't evaluated if it's safe or not yet. So,
yeah, and especially if a horse is not used to having back boots on at all or they've never had a back boot on. Or they don't like them.
Yes.
Tiff has had this. Tiff, she had to go, but she has talked about this where her mare doesn't like back boots on, and she's always fighting with them, so she doesn't put back boots on her. But she has gotten to the point where she knows Beamer and likes Beamer, so she can do that diagonal, like one in the front, one in the back, and then flip them. But she still doesn't like two on at the back. She feels, you know, I don't know if it's for her, like feels kind of trapped or something. But, you know, so even if you have horses that, you know, wear boots all the time, you may still have ones that just don't like rear boots on. And so that's something you have to keep in mind.
Yeah, it feels weird. And so, again, that's why I like to say, let me just hold it, you know, and then without even messing with the Velcro. Or another alternative would be to put it on and not turn it on. And just, you know, let them get used to one and say, okay, this is not going to kill me. I don't need to kick and act up.
Yeah.
In
fact, that's something I regularly do is to put it on. Because sometimes, and that's more, sometimes that is as much for the owner as it is for the horse, because I want to see how the owner or how the horse is going to respond to that boot being on back there. And if they start kicking at it, if you put it on, they start kicking. Do you really know? Is it the Beamer signal that they're feeling that they aren't sure about? Is it the boot that they're not sure about? So if you put it on and just kind of let it sit, and already the horse is like, you know, kicking at it and doesn't like it on there, then it's just the fact that the boot's on. It has nothing to do with the you know, Beamer signal that they're feeling. It's just they don't like that boot on their leg. So
right.
Sometimes it's just perception too, of being able to decide what it is they're objecting to.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, those were the things that I just kind of wanted to bring up that had come up through, you know, through the last couple of weeks. And in, do I have any stories from home? Not so much at this point. We need
I was
going to
say, you
to
might have,
in.
I was just looking at some of your work that you've been doing, and we talked about stress and changing environment. Your guys are probably, you know, you're changing where you have, you know, covers and things, so they're probably going through a little bit of that right now. Yours are.
Yeah, they have. Well, they're the supervisors, you know. So yeah. like having human entertainment, you know, and equipment and things being moved around, and they think, oh, well, this is something to watch, you know. So, yeah, it's going to change their environment a lot, and I'm really hoping it's going to make a big difference with the flies, but I'm, you know, not... We've been using a propane torch on you know, when we moved shelters out underneath. So it's just, you know, it got nasty. So it's kind of an experiment in pest control, if you will, because I don't like using
pesticides. Sounds like you've declared war.
Well, I think we're responding. It was declared on us. Anyway,
I hope it works for you. I know you had a hard time last year, so.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm not going to be slipping and sliding in the muck. That's my mantra for the next year.
Yeah, so, but your horses get beamed regularly. I mean, they get a beamer session. I don't know what your protocol is, but, I mean, that is something that's part of your, you know, daily life with them. So maybe, in fact, they already are more just well-adjusted and able to deal with this fight-or-flight new change because they are just because of beamer and because of what you've kind of done with them, they have been able to handle this maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And to say they're also, you know, we're in the senior years with these guys. So I guess Nick is the oldest. He's 23. Yeah, the other ones are teenagers, but they, you know, they've seen a lot. But they're, you know, they're really nosy. And, you know, I can't wait to see what it is that I don't see or we don't see that they're going to be able to get into. I'm sure it will be something.
Yeah.
that's the unknown.
They find a way,
point.
Don't they?
Yeah. And that's, you know, one of the joys of a horse owner is to say, how did you find in this whole giant space the one wire that somebody left from years ago and it just came to the surface and it was pointing straight up and you found it, you know? And
I can't tell you how many calls we get like that at the, you know, at the vet clinic. And this is the time of year when that happens because people are changing fields and, you know, putting horses out in places where they haven't been for a while and, you know, things break or change over the winter. So we're getting calls a lot like this of like, you know, a huge cut across the leg or across the chest or something. And they're like, I have no idea where that could have possibly happened. Like, I just don't even know where they found that. So that's almost a weekly call we get this time of year.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's uncanny how good horses are at finding that. And that's just, you know, they're so curious that they, you know, they're going to investigate their environment and then see how much stress they can bring to you.
Well, so. I mean, that kind of comes a little bit for full circle that what we were talking about in the beginning as far as stress for horses. So what they're trying to do is really get a good idea of what their environment looks like so there isn't any surprises. So they're looking for anything that, you know, they're obviously they're innately curious, but in general that comes from I want to see everything and I want to check everything out to make sure nothing is going to hurt me, scare me, hurt, you know, jump out at me. They're looking for danger and they want to like do these perimeter checks and check every little bit to make sure there's nothing scary going on. So, and that is to avoid, you know, that stress. Cause that's their whole life is, you know, that's the difference between the prey animals and the predator animals. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, those were kind of the things that I thought were, useful to talk about, just maybe things that people might not notice or hadn't really thought about. So just make sure that, you know, if you're going to, you know, do a demo or show somebody that, you know, that you have in mind how you're going to approach it and find out as much as you can about what that horse's experience has been so far, so that you know how new it is or isn't to them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, we've used up
most
of the time, Rainey.
we definitely have. And just, yeah, just remembering that, you know, spring is a time of change for everybody, and mostly that's good, but for those predator animals, change is, can be hard and stressful on multiple levels. So this is something where we know we can, use Beamer to help them, just be more comfortable and more settled, and, both physically and mentally. I think that's a big important part. Cause for horses, those are really connected. You know, for us, we've separated that a little bit, but for horses, mental and physical is very, very much connected, and one affects the other on a on an almost immediate basis. And so anything that we can do to kind of help them adjust in any way is going to be helpful. And Beamer, we know, is huge in, for both of those things. So
yeah, and part of that springtime adjustments too is again, you might not think about it, but horses are, you know, have allergic reactions too, you know, and there's, you know, it's a time for a lot of pollen and
a lot of
things
that
in the air. Yeah. So, I mean, they could have, you know, Beamer can be supportive of them in that, you know, if there's new, different things that that causes a reaction in their system. So it's just such a perfect all-around tool to say, I don't really care what you call it, what you label it, I know I can help at a level. And, you know, just going off with tangent, last night Dr. Burka's guest was just this really cool naturopath in Canada. And they talked about biohacking. And they were quoting somebody also who was saying, you know, that they don't, that, you know, labels are restrictive. And we know that. So it doesn't matter what's wrong. Let's help the cells recover to the best of their capabilities. And that's what I rely on Beamer to do. So I thank people for coming on today or at least listening to us, but please, you know, bring us some questions and some content so that we can make this be more interesting.
Yeah, and for next week and going forward, just as a reminder, because we know there is a lot of people, obviously there's, we have live listeners, but we also have a lot of people that listen to the recordings. So the Facebook page, as I always say, is a really great place for you to let us know what are topics that you want us to talk about. Is there anything, do you want us to, you know, talk about showing? Do you want us to talk about traveling? Do you want us to talk about I can't even think of anything right now. A subject you want us to talk about or something you want us to dive deeper into, you know, maybe, you know, something like the cuffs where we talk about using them on the back legs, but Cindy really explained how you do that. And so there's going to be a lot of things like that somebody is like, I've heard people use that, but I don't really know how they do it or why they do it. And so please use that Facebook page to just let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about, because we love doing the show, but we want to talk about the things that you guys want to hear about. So make sure you let us know what those things are. So, all right, any other final words, Cindy, from you?
No, I'm just I'm happy that we have a little bit more outdoorsy, friendly weather so that we can get out there and spend more time. And that means, you know, getting in shape personally as well as, you know, helping your animals kind of get back in shape. And it's just a beautiful time of year for that. So I'm very grateful. And I'm grateful to have be able to do this with you, Rainey, because it's fun every week.
It is. I agree. And it's Tiff wasn't on with, she was only on for a few minutes. We lost her, but we're glad to have her back and her craziness. And hopefully we're going to get some more good stories from her new adventures that she has every year. So can't wait to hear that. And we're about to get cut off here, Cindy. So I want to say thank you for coming on and doing this with me. I love spending my Thursday mornings with you and all of our listeners. Thanks everyone so much. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk the other days. They're doing some great things there, but you know that we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. All right. Thanks everyone. I hope you have a great week. Enjoy the weather wherever you are. I think it's pretty good pretty much everywhere right now. So, all right. Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Rainey. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.